have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I am an annuity, but I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown. Take it easy, scumbag!
What?
Personally, I think you're a scumbag, Mandy.
Take it easy, scumbag!
It's Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network, and Mandy and I have been spending way too much time together
I don't understand
editing these videos.
What's happening.
This is really very true.
Yeah, you don't have to know. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight for PZ85 After Dark AD on the network here. Down at the end of the table is, of course, my good friend and a handsome fellow with the nicest beard, Jesse Kimball.
Oh, you like my beard?
I do like your beard.
Oh, thanks,
I always
buddy.
Thought you had the best beard out of all of us.
Oh.
No offense, Tanner.
Tanner's beard is he can grow the most epic beard of us.
Yeah, he's got the longest beard, but you know, it's not a race. To my right, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi!
Lindsay with the blue hair.
It's blue and green and yellow and pink.
Your hair looks like some kind of a unicorn.
I have my little pony hair.
And then vomited it back up onto your head. Is what your hair represents
Damn.
To me these days.
I very much have my little pony hair going on.
You really do. It looks like you shaved them all and just like glued it together and put it on your head.
Thanks.
And to my left, Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
Mandy and I have been editing a lot of videos this week. And that ties into the motherfucker of the week. So let's get that out of the way real quick. The motherfucker of the week, as suggested by Jesse Kimball. It's a good suggestion after hearing our struggle. We think his name is Alejandro. He was at the last CCW show in the front row, and he was a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. He's not the motherfucker of the week because he was bad.
That's
He's
true.
The motherfucker of the week because he kept saying, "Take it easy, scumbag."
And what?
What?
And when you're editing, you have to keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
So all's we keep hearing.
Take it easy, scumbag. And it's the way he says it, too. It's not just take it easy, scumbag. It's a slow drawn out. Yeah. Take it easy, scumbag.
Oh, let me tell you, folks.
So for that, Alejandro, we award you the motherfucker of the week. It's actually a prestigious award. Very few people have earned it.
You still won't get the mic, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, my last day, you'll get the mic. I'm going to give you the mic, and I'm going to walk out. I'm going to drop it in your fucking lap. All right, I'm going to drop him in his lap, his fucking lap. Mm. Guys, tonight's episode of Podzilla After Dark is brought to you by J.G. Wentworth. If you have a structured settlement and you need cash now, call 877-CASH-NOW and talk to our friends over at J.G. Wentworth. They can hook you up.
All week.
It's J.G.
What has prompted this?
It's J.G. Wentworth week on Podzilla 1985.
I feel like when Shannon gets this way, it has to go.
I mean, I just...
Like, he just has to steamroll on through with it, or else we'll just never live.
I just don't know what started it.
I'll never let anyone telling me no stop me.
Like, did you stumble across the old commercials?
It was on Tuesday, actually, the Tuesday show, and I don't even remember how it came up, but it came up somehow, and I found out that Asa hates that commercial. And, like, he actually hates it. He got mad talking about it. So, of course, then on Wednesday, Dalton had listened to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Dalton and I conspired to make Asa's life miserable. So we grabbed Allie and brought her into it, of course. So we did what we did on the show last night. And it was fantastic. Asa almost quit Podzilla 1985 legitimately.
From my understanding is that it's not almost. He's done. I might be able to talk him into being on Nerd Up. But
he'll be back.
He's out of the rest of the network.
He might say on Nerd Up because we're not that evil.
Liar. Liar.
I'm not mean to Asa.
And we have never fucked with him on Sunday.
Isn't it time someone brought Asa down a peg or two? Asa's always been untouchable. He's always been the one of the group that we never fuck with generally.
I love him too much
That's
to fuck
not
with
true.
Him.
I love Asa too. I love Asa more than all of you combined. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to fuck with him. Everyone.
Because that's what Shannon does.
Yeah. There were two people that seemed to catch the least shit on the show, and that was Asa and Hunter. Hunter's gone now. We can no longer talk about Hunter. He's in the ether fighting krauts in space forever. But Asa is still open game. So that's all I got about that. And that's actually the show for the evening.
Sweet.
That was a really short show.
Yeah.
Jim.
Super short.
Well, we have a topic tonight. And it's something Lindsay suggested, and I'm glad, because I mentioned last week that I wanted to do more shows that she would be interested in, because she doesn't seem to, I don't know, she doesn't talk.
He gets mad when I draw as we record, because that's what I do.
I'm just always I'm always worried that you are bored or upset.
You're, no, I just don't know how to sit still. Your happiness
means so much to me, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's not.
But if you do, I guess I'll leave.
What?
So tonight
what
we're
is happening?
We're going to be talking about our favorite voice actors.
Yay.
Si, senor.
That's the top list. And actually, we'll probably talk about it quite a bit, because I feel like you guys are going to really rail on this. I got five. And actually, there's a lot of voice actors I like, but I have never been as big of a fan of voice acting as you guys are. So,
well,
you know.
Little known fact about Jesse Kimball. A lot of his life, he wanted to be a voice actor.
You still can. You still can, Mr. Burns.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of the dreams that I had in high school.
It'd be totally awesome. But that requires acting classes and going to either LA or Dallas.
I mean, it doesn't it doesn't require acting classes if you're good.
It's highly recommended.
The problem is just trying to get like in the door anywhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time that does require like acting classes and stuff like that, but
I'll be on the radio like Hunter.
Yeah,
some
true.
People have that the way they go.
I mean, but I'm sure we could get work if we just point them towards Podzilla 1985.
Possibly.
Specific episodes.
Very specific ones. But like, I, as a kid, like growing up in LA, especially a whole lot in high school, once my voice really started deepening, I just started making like a ton of unique voices that I thought one day these will launch my career in voice acting. But like, especially around the time like when I graduated high school, there wasn't a lot of information on there how to get started. And one real bad way to not get started is living in Southeast Missouri.
Do they still,
or a great way to not get started, I guess.
Are voice actors still pretty much coming out of Canada exclusively?
No.
Because I remember there for a while,
no,
it was all Canada-based.
It shifted to the main recording studios anymore are Dallas and L.A.
That's weird, because it was all Canada.
Although they're starting to do a lot more of it. You just record in your home and send it off.
Well, yep. There you go, Jesse Kimball. You just record your parts and send it off. Use it right here on the Podzilla. Podzilla
recording equipment.
Yeah. Why not? I never wanted to be a voice actor. I just wanted to be an actor. And
honestly, I've always had image issues. Well, I don't want
to. I always told myself that, like, you know, as soon as I get this taken care of, it's over for them hoes.
Mister, I'm going to wear nothing but mesh.
Yeah, unfortunately, I never got it taken care of. It's still a work in progress. So I'm going to be one of those late blooming actors. I got my first role when I'm like 52 and I'm finally in good shape.
Hey,
because I'll be dead. So I'll be one of the skeletons in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Why can I not think of his name right now? German guy. He's been in a bunch of Tarantino movies.
Udo Kier?
No.
Christoph Waltz.
Yes, Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
Christoph Waltz didn't get started until like his 50s. He just, like, one day he decided, you know what, I'm going to be an actor. And then he just knocked it out of the park.
Whenever I think, well, you know, I kind of want to be a wrestler. I always wanted to be a wrestler, too, but I'm 36 now, and I'm like, maybe that's a little too old to jump into wrestling. Diamond Dallas Page, one of the most famous wrestlers of all time, didn't start until he was 35.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, he was also a late bloomer. If you're talented, you're talented. Doesn't matter what age you are.
Start in indies or start in, like, pro
just
at 35?
Just started.
Oh,
just
wow.
Started. Because I don't think he did much indies. I'd have to look into it. But, yeah, he didn't start wrestling, like, actually wrestling. Because he did manager stuff, mm-hmm. but he didn't start wrestling until he was, like, 35. So he's an inspiration for people who are just a little over the recommended age of 18.
To get athletes.
I'm sure a lot of that comes down to physical ability, though, also.
Well, physical ability of endurance, stamina, and just honestly, the wrestling business.
Stage presence.
Yeah, stage presence, charisma.
Yeah.
Like, you can have the best wrestler in the world, but if he doesn't know how to work a crowd, then, I mean,
Too bad, so sad.
The indies are filled with great wrestlers. Let's just say that.
It's true.
Mandy, what did you want to be when you were growing up?
A model.
Well, now that since you've already accomplished that goal, what's next?
That's funny. No.
Really, a model?
Yeah.
Why? That is so not what I expected you to
I
say.
I know, right?
I thought
especially
you were
not
like,
knowing young Mandy.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say like a dinosaur or
what?
Because I always
An
enjoyed
object.
Like I had always got disposable cameras and like taking the pictures and then like being in front of the camera too and. I don't know. I
just, when you first got your cell phone, did you go selfie crazy?
No. Those cell phones sucked. No, I actually got into a school in St. Louis in high school that did modeling and acting. And, like, out of, like, 400 people, they picked 100 and I was picked. And so I'd take classes. They told me I was too short to model, but I could still try if I wanted to. But it still helped to take acting classes because once you're an actor, you end up modeling half the time anyways. So I did that for a while, but...
This is all new information I never knew about you. Jesse, did you know this?
I don't think so. Like, I think at some point she's told me that she wanted to be a model. They may have come up in conversation. The last thing I remember about her childhood is that she wishes that she had stuck with gymnastics.
Yes, very true. I also want to be a gymnast. That's also true.
Were you a cheerleader?
Nope.
Lindsay was.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but around here, yeah. Like, it would not have, I would hated everything because of the people that do cheerleading.
Which is honestly the same reason why I thought you would hate modeling.
Right.
I mean, I admit my 1 year of being a cheerleader was my stupid year.
But yeah, I did gymnastics a lot as a child, and I loved it. And then I wasn't good enough to advance into like the advanced class, but I was bored in the intermediate, so I got a personal trainer. But then she moved to St. Louis, and then I was just like, well, fuck it, I guess. And
where did all this money come from?
The queen.
I had a personal trainer.
I'm not really a personal trainer. It was... Shut the fuck up.
What?
Like, she wasn't a person. She just, like, gave me private lessons instead.
Okay, so, like, your parents didn't pay her to, like,
not, like, a bunch of extra. No. Okay. She just... I was in a private class. Because that's how I retaliate.
You used a specific tone.
Because I don't know how. Because we're talking too much about me at this point. I don't know what to do anymore.
Open up, Mandy. Open up the gates. Let it out. Tell us about your life.
No.
Lindsay, what did you want to be when you were growing up?
I kind of liked the whole like voice actor idea too, but same thing. I didn't have the drive or the knowledge.
All the women in my life.
The stupid part of me just wants to be a pampered princess that didn't have to do anything but what I wanted to do.
That's how I got her out here originally. All the women in my life have very unique voices. I will say that. I'm not saying they're great voices, but they're very unique.
They are pretty unique.
I told Lindsay, yeah, come out here, baby. I'll take care of you. You never have to work a day in your life. I didn't maybe say it in that exact words.
No, because that would have been creepy. Yeah.
But it was similar to that. And then she got here. And to be fair, you didn't have to work for a while.
Yeah,
I worked.
And we also were really, really hard up on money. So it's not that day and age anymore, unfortunately. And now I work my butt off, but I still get to make stuff. So it's good.
When you make stuff and you talk about it, do you look directly into the mic when you speak?
Sometimes.
I know. Gotta get those lapel mics at some point. Stop doing that.
But it's amazing so blue. To
me. It would honestly feel
it's
3 years
blue.
Later that Dalton Anthony still, when he talks, looks over here and is like, yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker just can't handle. Like, I don't know what happened. Because there for a while he was doing good. And then just in the last few months, he just continuously like talking to Asa way over here.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. Homie.
I remember you yelling at him one pre-show or whatever.
I've kicked him at least twice.
At the fucking mic.
What?
There was like one pre-show, and he has gotten better about it since I actually yelled at him about it. But yeah, I was just like, you need to stay on the fucking mic. I don't know what the fuck has happened to you.
Jesus.
It was a morning show.
You were just grumpy to begin with.
It's true. I hate being around me in the mornings. I don't like putting that on the rest of you.
I'm actually pretty good in the morning.
Not.
Not today, I wasn't. I was extremely tired. I woke up extremely tired. I was extremely sick. I've been extremely, like, depressed
the
past 2 days.
Do you even remember letting the cat into my room this morning?
I don't remember anything.
Because I was on the phone with one of my employees,
yeah,
and you just opened the door, put the cat in there, and wandered off.
I thought the cat needed to be loved. And you sounded like you needed to be loved.
I just didn't want to have to go into work, but luckily they got someone to cover. So
I got up because I heard Allie shuffling. I think she grabbed a shower, and I heard her shuffling, and I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and when I came back out, I heard talking through the door, and I knew, like, Lindsay should not be on the phone at this point in the morning. So I put my ear against the door to hear what was being said, and then I let the cat in.
And then just shuffled off.
And then I went back to my room and just like shoved my face in the pillows and fuck off world.
Pretty much.
Boy, I'd like to call in today. I would just lay in bed. I'd order pizza. I'd make them deliver it to my room.
Just put in the special instructions. The door is going to be unlocked.
Door's unlocked. Come upstairs. You can't miss it. It's the only door open with a dude laying in there.
Well, I don't know if I want to. Then they have to do the fucking thing. People in a restaurant are straight up drawing short straw.
Yeah. Like, I'll send a picture of me with it and like, this is what I look like. So you won't be. Oh, I'm not that ugly. You know?
Just yell down, up here.
Bring the pizza to me, lay it directly on. Like, do you want to hang out and eat some pizza with me and watch reruns of Tales from the Crypt?
I mean, that sounds like a great time.
That is a good time. I would have done that today. But no, I came to work. So tired of work.
We need people that can give you a day off.
Yeah, well, and I trust Dalton. I trust Dalton with my life for the most part. He messaged me earlier today and said he might not be able to come into work tomorrow because his car is giving him trouble. And my first thought was, you going to go to the other job? If you go to the other job, you can come here. The other job ain't even in Cape.
He's carpooling.
Right, and I thought that. And, yeah. I thought, man, Dalton's never dicked me over, so I'm not going to think that about him.
I mean, the real thing that you'd want to think of is the fact that he lives 2 blocks away.
I'd be worried, though, that he...
Get mugged going home.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I'd ask Dalton
to
walk. Well,
he has friends.
That's true, too.
Yeah, how many? One.
That's a throwback. That's a real sad bit now, like, in that context.
My bad.
If he doesn't make it in, I got to figure out what I'm going to do, because I already worked 40 hours this week, so...
And boy,
he's looking at
that,
you, Jesse.
Oh, I can't.
Looking at Jesse, but now that we're on the subject, why can't you?
Oh yeah, Friday night's D&D night.
D&D night.
God, gotta go play Monsters and Mana.
Yeah, I do want to play Monsters and Mana. That's the Voltron one, isn't it? Yeah, I really want to try that. I saw that posted to the internet. Yeah,
it would be nice to have a job where I have enough employees that if someone can't make it, someone else can cover.
You just got to talk the owner into paying minimum wage.
That's why I'm gonna hire someone new.
We did hire someone new, and she's doing...
I did, too, and they're the one that keeps calling in.
Oh, then, yeah, you definitely got to hire someone new. Mine, I won't say her name on the air because she's underage. I think that's illegal. She's 16.
Yeah, I know, but never mind. Go ahead. Finish your story.
Continue.
I don't want to ask her, like, hey, can you just work? Like, I know you've been training, but you want to come in and just give it a try? So I'm really hoping Dalton can make it, because if he doesn't, I'll be stuck here, and then I'll just... have to like knock off 3 hours the next week, which is super illegal, but you know, that's what we have to do, or just shut the store down early, which that'll be a great to talk to the boss, like, well, why'd you shut the store down? No one else could work.
Because you won't pay me overtime.
Make him come like, work.
He's been working here a lot lately.
Oh, so
he's worked twice in the last month,
which is two more times than he's worked in forever, so I can't fault him too much. So we'll see what happens, but
also
yeah.
We can't talk too much shit on the man on his birthday.
No one's talking shit at all, Jesse. If
it's
anyone's
my
talking
birthday
shit
today,
huh?
It's my friend's birthday. Chase's today.
Yeah. It's also Garrett from Stride and Roger Matheson's birthday.
And I think
birthday.
Justin said it's his brother's birthday today too.
Boy, a lot of birthdays
Damn,
today.
Yeah.
Why don't you let the new girl work? Just
well, she doesn't. I mean, she. I don't think she's ready to like close on her own, but.
I think there's only one way to find out.
That's true, but I
just
have her
allowed to let a 16-year-old close a store by themselves?
I actually don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
I don't see why not. Like, it's company policy at a lot of places where they can't, but...
I didn't hire her, so I don't know the rules. To be fair, she also apologized to me for the way she got hired, and saying, like, you know, I pretty much only got hired because I know the owner's wife, like, or my mom does, or something like that. I'm like, that's fine. She actually does a really good job, so I can't fault her too much, but it's just frustrating.
Just
so I'm hoping Dalton's car works.
And if not, just let her work.
Lindsay, what do you work tomorrow?
Till 6.
Okay, cool. Normally, what happens is that they're both, her and Allie are both working till 9.
Well, if someone would give me someone else's like schedule, I can work around stuff. I mean, I make my schedule.
I don't think she's hearing the story.
That's fine.
I don't think she's getting the point of the story.
You need someone
to
pick you up because you're up at 6.
But
she's still not hearing the point of the story.
Yeah, the point is that if you and Allie were both working until 9, he'd be stuck here, so he might as well work.
That's it. See, Jesse got it, and he didn't even in on it.
He ain't even in.
So what you do is you flap your gums. Stories that go nowhere.
Hey, let's talk about voice
acting.
And
if you just shut your mouth for 5 seconds and listen to the story.
Sorry, I'm just not good at that.
You're not good at keeping your mouth shut.
I'm really not.
Someone needs to put you and everyone like you in your fucking place.
No. No. Not going to happen. Sorry.
This sexist skit is brought to you by J.G. Wentworth.
God.
If you have a structured settlement, and you need cash now, call JG Wentworth at...
I don't know the number.
Oh, fuck, I don't know. I'm not going to know it.
I know the number. I'm not going to play the bit for you.
All right, let's get to the topic of the night. We're talking about voice acting. By the way, that was a skit. I didn't mean that, Lindsay.
That's fine.
I do mean you need to listen to me more. That's always been her
problem. I'm really
bad
about cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Ever since we met, she's done that. It's like, have you ever seen, oh, what the hell's the name of the skit from SNL? I always forget.
That
stupid one that you always call me.
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember it. It's Nassim Patrad. She plays.
Yeah.
What's going on? Is it Tippy? Is it real funny?
Tippy. Yeah.
I think it's
Tippy.
Was
it real good?
Yeah, Tippy. That she comes in and, like, as they're telling stories, she tries to guess what they're going to say.
That bit had Christoph Waltz in it.
It did have Christoph Waltz. Full circle, Lindsay. Aren't you happy?
I lost track of what was happening.
So here's what I don't understand. Is everyone that's out there listening, you make this show the number one rated show every week on the Podzilla 1985 network. Why? What's wrong with you? Stop it. Get some help.
Why do you gotta insult our listeners?
I don't understand their logic.
All right.
There is no logic.
So many better shows.
Speaking of our listeners.
Like Garble Warble Snick.
That's a good show.
Is that what you come for? Garble Warble Snick?
I thought that episode was going to be terrible. I ended up loving it.
That's so great.
All right. So speaking of our listeners, though, we had a poll.
The Almighty Bob.
We had a poll.
We had a poll.
And our listeners responded.
They did.
In force.
Let's see where it's at. Actually, my Facebook is screwed up on my
I looked at it at the start of the show.
Okay.
Tell
them about the poll first, Jesse.
All right. The poll first. Like, I just want to throw one out there because we hadn't done one in a while. And I just threw out a quick one that I thought would get a little bit of attention. It got a whole lot of attention.
Well, yeah.
It ended up being Coke versus Pepsi, the age-old debate, and Pepsi won.
Pepsi's winning. Technically, Pepsi could still lose.
Because it's not done yet.
Yeah, we don't...
The poll doesn't end until tomorrow, but I said the poll was before the show tonight. So Pepsi won.
It's like politics. We're calling it.
That's right. We're calling it now. Pepsi already called with the the concession speech. It's done.
You mean Coke?
Yeah. Look.
Yeah, somehow.
Unless they're at the concession stand.
Well, from what I understand, Pepsi won the popular vote. But Coke won the Electoral College, so.
All right.
Fucking Coke. Pepsi. Who here likes Coke?
I do.
I don't drink soda.
It's true, she doesn't drink soda at all.
Yeah, she still voted Pepsi.
Well, that's because I made her. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I have drank Pepsi.
Yeah, she drinks Pepsi because what I'll do is I'll swap.
He'll trick me and I won't pay attention.
Oh.
And then
the face that I make because I don't do carbonation.
She takes a sip and just stops and looks at me so hatefully. It's awesome.
I mean, I'll admit I haven't had a soda in a while, like regular soda anyway.
I mean, the only soda I've ever finished has been Ramune.
Okay.
And even that takes me like 3 hours to drink.
There's so much sugar in those things.
Oh, I know.
I still drink soda, but I only drink it very sporadically. I only drink soda probably once or twice a week, usually like a cup, which for me is...
That's significant cutback.
Significant, mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the time I just drink the flavored water and water. So
that stuff is real good.
It is. It's so good to the point that I can't believe it's not bad for me.
Oh, it's kind of bad for you. It's bad for you the same reason diet sodas are bad for you. It's made by the same. It's made with the same stuff.
This water. We're talking about the same water.
Yeah.
It's like the water I get. It literally. It has no calories, no sugar, no sodium.
Right.
So what is it that's bad for me in them now?
Sweetened with aspartame.
What's that?
It's a sugar substitute.
Yeah. Well, one is aspartame and the other is sucralose, which is Splenda.
Science stuff.
Yeah. Like it depends. The ones at Dollar General. Are aspartame, I think, and the ones at Walmart are the sucralose, which is Splenda.
What about the ones we have?
Oh, the ones in the vending machine?
Yeah, that's
those are even worse.
How are those even worse, Jesse?
They got color in them.
What?
No, I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know anything about those ice ones, the ones we have in the vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those. I don't know what they're sweetened with or anything. I'm talking about like the 1 liter ones that me and Asa get.
Oh, no, I don't drink that. I just drink the little ones over there. But now, and I remember thinking to myself, like, I only have like one or two a day. But I also thought, well, this is basically just flavored water. So.
I mean, it's carbonated and sweet. It's sweetened with something.
But there's nothing wrong with carbonation.
No.
Carbonation.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with carbonated water, but.
Yeah.
Just tastes disgusting.
But I remember thinking to myself. How can something taste good and be not bad for you? Because that's all life's taught me now. Everything, every single thing that I thought was even close to being healthy is not. Oh, I eat a lot of fruit. Well, it's got a lot of sugar in it. Fuck yep. me. I eat vegetables. Well, it'll give you cancer. How?
What?
What?
How? It probably. I'm gonna look it up. Do vegetables give
is
you cancer?
Is this kind of like the back and forth where like every few years eggs are good for you and then they're bad for you and then they're good for you and then they're bad for you?
Well, that's the everybody that nobody can decide whether or not like fat is good for you.
Well, I thought fat was guaranteed was actually good for you. It was the sugar industry that
made everybody think the fat was bad for you.
There's a legitimate. What's the name of that show that I made fun of? That
Adam
I,
Ruins Everything.
Yeah. Adam Ruins Everything. They did a whole show about how the sugar industry made fat the bad guy.
Yep.
So they could get away with sugar when in reality fat is not bad for. I mean, it's not everything in moderation.
Right.
Except some things you should never do, even in moderation. If you are taking cocaine in moderation.
That's still bad.
That's
for you.
Still not good. If you murder children in moderation,
that's still bad.
Still frowned upon.
Did you see on KFVS today
also,
that,
according to TheGuardian.com, eating vegetables could cause cancer? Because of fucking course it can.
Everything causes cancer.
Everyone gets cancer. What were we saying, Mandy?
That's why I eat bacon, anyways.
Will you bake the cancer out?
No, I said I eat bacon anyways.
Okay. I said bacon.
Now, one thing I've never heard is bacon causes cancer, so I think you're safe.
Oh, well,
replace all
good.
Bread with bacon. Get healthy.
That's
go ahead,
all I eat. Anyways, I saw an article on KFV yesterday, and in Arizona, there's a former KFC. It was just owned by this guy. It's just a building. And they drug busted him, and under it was like a 600-foot tunnel to Mexico. And it opened, and it was like a trap door under a bed, and they smuggled drugs from Mexico with, like, I guess a pulley system with a rope, because it was only a 6-diameter hole.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they used, like, toolboxes to, like, transfer it on trucks and stuff.
Damn.
And I was like, this sounds like some movie shit. I'm not even upset. Like, props. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like people cool. that do that much intricacy deserve right? to get away with it.
Like, I was reading, I was like, this is so cool.
Are you okay, Lance?
You did some movie
shit. The side
of my
foot hurts, and I don't know why.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's get back to the topic at hand. Now, finally.
Now we have like 15 minutes left.
Well, we still have 30 minutes. We're only halfway through the show.
Still plenty of time.
Still plenty
but
of time.
We own the network.
Coke.
Yeah, but
Coke.
I want to go home. Because I'm kind of burned out on most things. I need a vacation. Like, I need to take a
week
off.
That's because you don't stop.
I don't stop. Can't stop. Won't
can't
stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Because there's no, we've been over this. There's nobody to work. Like, you can't take off.
Well, not even that. Just all the other stuff that he does, too.
She's talking about all the extracurricular activities. That even when I'm at work, and again, today, like, a guy came in and said, oh, you got the job, huh? Just sit around and play video games with slow. And I'm like, no, I've been working on this every day for the past month. So don't tell me how I sit around and play video games all day.
I mean, that'll change when Red Dead comes out.
We got that shit at GameStop all the time, too. Y'all probably just sit back here and play video games all day, don't you?
Except at GameStop, we got to grab him and just grab him by the back of the throat. Like, you see a video game console around here, motherfucker? Where am I playing at?
Yeah, here there's less of an excuse because we actually do sometimes play video games on the clock.
There's like 12 TVs and they're all hooked up. Let's talk about voice acting.
Let's do it.
We're going to start with Lindsay since it was her idea. Now, what we're talking about tonight is our favorite voice actors. Now, this is going to range from anything, right? Movies,
yes.
Anime,
yep.
Cartoons,
video
whatever.
Games.
And I've got five. And the most of them that I want to pick are on Lindsay's list. So I went with five. I've got five. Lindsay has like 30, is the point.
Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay, start us off.
Well, I'm going to start with the person that has allowed me to put more faces to the voices that I know.
Ralph Nader.
No, Rob Paulsen.
That's who I meant.
Because he has a podcast, Talking Tunes, that in the last couple years Nerdist has put into an actual like video podcast also. So all these voices that I've known from my childhood, I can actually put a face to now. So, but for those of you that might not know his name, he is probably most popular known for Yakko Warner and Pinky and the original Raphael in Ninja Turtles and Donatello in the newer reiterations.
Yeah.
Never mind, you're good.
He's also Carl Weezer in Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy!
One of my personal goofy side favorites, Mark Chang from Fairly Odd Parents, the little alien that was in love with Vicky.
So, go ahead, Jesse.
I was going to say, I was actually kind of sad. I was talking to Lindsay about this before the show a little bit. We got to see three of the four original Turtles.
And Rob wasn't there.
And at Indiana Comic Con, yeah, Rob Paulsen wasn't there because he was voicing one of the current Turtles. Yeah. One of the current Turtles.
It would have been Donatello, yeah.
Bronchitis.
Oh. Yep.
So they wanted him resting his voice because, you know, that's his moneymaker. So because he was scheduled to be there, he wasn't able to. So the panel we went to just had three of the Turtles and Maurice LaMarche, which was still an amazing panel.
Yeah, no, so good.
But
yeah, that's like going to a back NSYNC concert, but Justin couldn't make it. You know, it's like, here's the other members.
I mean, in fairness, like, Cam was still cool. And
he did Leonardo, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the voices of Michelangelo and Donatello, who I cannot remember.
Just their regular voices are pretty much the Turtles,
I did not know that they also voiced Bebop and Rocksteady in the original cartoon.
Yep, Cam was Rocksteady and was Donatello? No.
I thought it was Michelangelo. Michelangelo. Donatello
no, because Cam did Rocksteady.
No. Sorry.
Either way.
I'm sorry. I can pick Cam Clark's voice out in a lot of stuff.
But Jesse, who portrayed Shredder on the show?
I don't know.
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince. James Avery.
Oh, I did know that.
Yeah. God rest his soul.
Mm. Yeah. Love me some James Avery.
Oh, me too. So, Lindsay, I have a question for you. You mentioned that they now put faces to these voices that you hear, and that's really cool. But is it ever disappointing? Like, and an example is, I won't name a name, but let's say I've seen a character that's an exceptionally attractive character.
Uh-huh.
And then you look up the voice that does that character, and they are not attractive. And now whenever I hear that voice, I associate the unattractiveness to that attractive character. And that character I can't masturbate to anymore.
I mean, I don't have that problem.
See, I thought you were going to talk about the story of the voice actor for Trunks that we saw in St. Louis.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was the one that the had really like, unpleasant. The really rapey stories.
Oh, what was his name? Vic. No.
No.
It was not Vic Mignogna.
No. It was Eric Vail.
Eric Vail. Yeah.
That dude was a fucking prick.
Yeah.
That just was not a fun panel.
So if you guys have never heard this story before, a real quick version of it, we went to a panel for Stephanie, who used to be on the show. She was a big Eric Vail fan, and it was called...
Because she used to do America in Hitalia. Yeah. I think he was America.
And it was kind of an after dark thing like we do, where it was basically, hey, it's 18 plus.
It was the
18
plus, yeah.
So we went to hear funny stories about the industry, and what we got was like 30, 40 minutes nonstop of how much he fucks and how he loves to do anal.
Especially at conventions.
Yeah. It was about fangirls prostituting themselves to him, more or less.
Cool. Yep. Shut the fuck up and do the voice. Yeah. Say the line, Bart. So, yeah, it can be a little disappointing sometimes.
Stephanie was very upset.
Oh, she was. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
She was looking forward to it so much. And, like, if you don't know Stephanie, she's kind of meek, and she gets a little uncomfortable around stuff like that. I remember watching Watchmen with her in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And every time you saw a giant blue penis, she got uncomfortable. So here's Eric Vail talking about how this girl was doing anal with him, and... Oh, man. What a
and the results
prick.
Of which.
Yeah.
Because he always
just
said.
As vulgar as you think they are.
Yeah, it was just a really raunchy panel in general. And, people were just sitting there cracking up like it was the funniest thing in the world. And I'm just like.
Well, yeah, because none of them have ever seen a girl naked.
Fair enough.
And so, just as a hint, folks, that part of the story ended with never do anal on your own bed.
She shit the bed, Mandy.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Ew.
Thank you.
He pulled out and she gushed, but not in the good way.
All over his bed.
Mandy is down.
Why are we
Can we move past
going?
This?
Let's move on. Can I go?
Yes, go ahead.
My first pick is Lorenzo Music.
Okay.
Oh, bang, 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 motherfuckers.
Elaborate.
You know who Lorenzo Music is?
No, I don't.
The name
sounds
familiar.
He did the voice for Garfield.
Okay.
And Peter Venkman in the Real Ghostbusters. He was also on Gummy Bears and a whole bunch of other stuff. My favorite thing about Lorenzo, one of the most recognizable voices, I think, in general. And that also is bad.
Because he was
Garfield first, and then he did the voice for Peter Venkman in the Real Ghostbusters. And the legend says that he got fired from that show and replaced by Dave Coulier. Because Bill Murray heard it and asked, why do I sound like Garfield?
Which the irony is later, he was Garfield.
He was Garfield in the film.
But Lorenzo won't admit to it, but...
What, that he was Garfield?
Yeah.
He'll admit to it. He makes jokes about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of my favorite bits from Zombieland.
Yeah, well, did you ever hear the story about it? He thought he was signing... He saw the name of the director, and he thought it was the Coen brothers, if I remember correctly. and he thought it was a Coen movie. So he signed on before he knew what it was about. He didn't know it was Garfield. Yeah, and I'm getting parts of that story wrong, I'm sure, and someone will correct me. But he says he didn't know what it was, and he had already agreed to it. So
I mean, he was looking at the paycheck.
Yeah. But whatever.
I mean, it happens.
I love Lorenzo Music's voice. Just Garfield. Mm-hmm, yeah. Like, he is the only Garfield to me. When you have a voice actor that is so good at a character that if you ever hear anyone else do it, you're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
It's like all the wrong sounding Muppets.
Uh-huh. That is Lorenzo Music to me. So yeah. I love Lorenzo Music. Mandy, who you got?
Travis Willingham. Woo-hoo! Number one.
He's hilarious.
Definitely. One, he's fucking hilarious. And number two, he voiced Roy Mustang in FMA, which, if you haven't found out by now, is like my number one.
Plus a ton of other things. He's also Maury in
Host Club.
He is. He's in a shit ton of stuff. He's apparently Knuckles in Sonic stuff, and he's a character Clint in the Tales of Vesperia game that I really like. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Oh,
poor guy.
He's a lot.
Sonic Boom, the show, is apparently amazing. I haven't watched it.
But
the main part is he's Roy Mustang.
Yeah. That's amazing. I knew if he wasn't on Mandy's list, there was going to be a problem.
How did you forget Mandy?
I was listening to, I guess it was probably a panel that he was at, and someone, and it was back like when he played Xbox, and his name was Raped Bacon. And he's like, I just took my last name and made it reverse, like, because it's Willingham. So what's the opposite of Willingham? Raped Bacon.
Oh, God, don't let the Me Too movement find out. He'll be the next one to go.
Oh, my God, I lost it. And, like, I mean, he has other funny panels, and he's just amazing.
You think he still has that name, Raped Bacon, today's climate?
No, I'm pretty sure he had changed it, but...
Honestly, like, Xbox probably would have made him change it at some point, because, like, having the word rape in your name is...
He probably spelt it weird and with, like, threes or something.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got through it in the first place.
We played Battlefront 2, and there was a guy on there named G.I. Jew, and I was like, how did that get through? How is that not kicked off yet? Remember when they tried to play when Chris Howe and Bobby Atwood and them tried to play World of Warcraft, and Chris had a torn
pure Angus beef.
His name was pure anus beef.
Yeah,
anus beef.
Yeah,
and they forced his name change, but the random name change he got was like sweet and tangy. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Sweet and tangy.
Sweet and tangy. From pure anus beef to sweet and tangy. Yeah. Jesse, what do you got?
That's awesome. All right, my first one, I mentioned a minute ago, is going to be Maurice LaMarche.
The partner in crime.
Yeah, I just... Yes. I absolutely love Maurice LaMarche. He's a wonderful human being, and he's hilarious.
He worked with Lorenzo Music.
He did.
Uh-huh. On The Real Ghostbusters.
Yep.
That's true.
He was Egon.
More recently, Futurama. I mean, he's been in just about every cartoon.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, more recently, like Futurama is a lot of the more known stuff. He did Morbo, Calculon, and Kif, and
Percy I Ate King. Yeah, him also.
Yeah, Lur.
Lur, yeah. Yes, that's his name.
Yep, that was Maurice LaMarche. And again, a ton more. Anything that I mentioned that he's done in a show, that is not the only voice he's done, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Because that's just how he is.
Yep.
He was also like going back to like Hey Arnold. He was Big Bob Pataki.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bob
the Brain.
Yep,
he was Brain from Pinky and the Brain. I love listening to him and Rob Paulsen go back and forth as Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, it's great.
Them doing Who's On First was hilarious because they let Pinky be the straight man. Oh, it was so great.
I'm gonna let you in on a secret. I hated Pinky and the Brain.
I did too, but listening to those two go back and forth, it's fabulous.
I loved Animaniacs. I hated Pinky and the Brain.
I loved Animaniacs too. I liked Pinky and the Brain.
Back.
I know.
Why? Why?
Because Steven Spielberg said so.
Let things die. Just let them rest.
I mean, the three voice actors are still alive.
Oh,
well. Also,
yeah, they're bringing them back.
My childhood, though.
It's all the same people.
It's not the same.
So, you know that, like... that vomiting sound that like comes up in Futurama all the time, like of any alien doing like a yell.
That's him.
That's actually Maurice LaMarche making that noise. He found out about that noise. I was watching a YouTube video about it today. It was something he did as a little kid. He did it to a teacher as his vomiting noise. And he had a fake vomit, and he went up to the teacher and talked about how he wasn't feeling good, and then threw up the fake vomit and made that noise. And it's just, I mean, he didn't actually throw up. Like, Anyway,
Jesus,
he just made the noise, and the noise is just wonderful. And that noise was used in like,
is it like
Animaniacs. They actually they made him do the noise in scales so they could record it and play it for like the alphabet song and stuff like that.
Jesus.
All right, Lindsay, let's keep the train rolling.
Okay, I'm gonna go with my current favorite anime voice actor right now.
Hold on, let me guess. I don't know.
J. Michael Tatum.
I knew that.
I just really like listening to that man's voice.
Oh, is he?
He's a Sebastian in Black Butler. He was Isaac in Bacano. He's
and he was in Steins Gate.
Yeah, he's
I love that Rintaro. Dude's voice.
Yeah,
he was also in Assassination Classroom.
Yep. He's Kyoya in Host Club, Ray in Free.
He's in a lot of, like, Funimation is known for reusing voice actors a lot,
and he does a lot of the writing for the newer stuff now too, and the voice direction.
He's really talented.
Yes.
There's one anime voice actor, when you talk about them using the same guy over and over again, that I'm sure is on your list.
He's in the list, but it wasn't one I was going to mention because I know exactly which one you're going
to. Let's mention him real quick.
Steve Bloom.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking Justin Cook. Or does he just produce everything?
Yeah, but Steve Bloom he's like Lorenzo Music. He has a voice that is so Steve Bloom that whenever you hear him voice a character, you just, I hear Spike Spiegel.
Eagle in everything.
On everything he does.
Every military video game, it's just Spike.
It's Spike Spiegel. Yeah.
And I mean, it's the same thing with a lot of those Funimation voice actors. Like Todd Haberkorn, he voices everything exactly the same way. And
which he's grown on me a lot over the years, too. Like, at first, I wasn't a big fan, but I actually like a lot of the stuff that he does now.
That's what bothered me about John DiMaggio originally, was like every time I could only hear Bender on everything he did. So when he did Joker in Under the Red Hood,
you were still hearing Bender.
I was still hearing Bender, but he was really good as Joker.
So good.
He was, Well, all right. Moving on. My next one. I'm going to get this one in there because I don't know if Lindsay is going to mention it, but I'm going to take it right now. It's actually a combo because I can't mention one without the other.
Okay.
That's Jim Henson and Frank Oz.
Yes. No, they were not on mine. But
That is shocking.
I wasn't thinking puppeteers, in all honesty. My brain was in animation mode.
Hey, you said anything.
No, and that's totally fair. Those two are both amazing.
Yeah, what's more iconic than, you know, the freaking Muppets?
Yeah.
Jim Henson, and they're also voiced multiple ones. So yeah. It started as just Jim Henson as Kermit the Frog, because I love me some Kermit the fucking Frog.
Uh-huh.
I cannot get... Oh, if I could find a fucking puppet big enough for these giant Sasquatch hands, I would have Kermit with me all the time.
And I still love him as Cantus Fred.
Do it again.
What? I know what you're talking about.
Shannon does a relatively good Kermit.
I have a good Kermit. And then Frank Oz. You know, he did Yoda. He did, I actually like him as an actor, too. Both of them. I miss Jim Henson so much.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
I really want to go see the new movie of Happy Time Murders.
I do, too.
Directed by Brian Henson.
By Brian Henson.
I read the review for it.
I forgot about that.
The review for it was really good. Said it's not a love letter to puppetry. It's a middle finger to people who don't think puppetry is art. Which I'm like, fucking right.
Yes.
Sign me up for it. Gotta go see it. Mandy.
Colleen Clickenbeard.
Woohoo. Haruhi.
I'm sorry, what is that name?
No, because you wouldn't do the Muppet thing again.
Is it Clickenbeard?
Clinkenbeard.
Is that another name?
Clinkenbeard.
Clinkenbeard.
Colleen Clinkenbeard.
Oh, what a strange name. What is she in?
Fullmetal Alchemist.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. She's Hawkeye.
Noticing a trend yet?
My favorite character.
She's Hawkeye. She's Haruhi in...
she's Urza in Fairy Tail. She's also Gohan. Because she's badass and she can do it all and I love her.
So many. You'd be shocked by how many male characters are voiced by females.
Especially in anime.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean.
There's another person on the list. I don't know if it's her or a different one, but they're also Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece. I think it's the other one I have on my list, though.
I remember when I found out that Bart Simpson was voiced by
Nancy
a woman.
Cartwright.
Yeah. And Milhouse. Yeah. Milhouse also voiced by girls.
Pretty much, like, especially those older cartoons, like any boy younger than the age of,
it was female.
12.
Yeah. Just a female. Which is fine.
And it makes sense because, like, if you get... You run into problems with, like, the original Alphonse was voiced by a boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Puberty. Age appropriate. God, then puberty hits.
Because did Lucy take over afterwards, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, look at Haley Joel Osment in the Kingdom Hearts series.
Yeah.
How he, like, when he's growing up, all of a sudden he sounds way more manly than his character should be.
Yep. And that's why it's smarter to go with, like, a woman because they can do the voice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to worry about puberty.
The original Alphonse, I remember him semi-jokingly telling a story about his mom threatening to feed him estrogen pills to keep his voice from changing.
Ooh. That's not a joke, is it? Yeah. She was really going to do that. That was his fucking moneymaker.
Such a perfect voice for Alphonse,
I know,
though.
Right?
God.
It took a lot of getting used to
I still am not.
And especially, like, I watched FMA Brotherhood right after I had watched Soul Eater, and I hated the character she voiced in Soul Eater. And I'm trying to remember, it was the kid that had, like, the...
Pink hair? Corona?
Krona, yeah, that was it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hated that character.
I didn't like that character. That's why I was like, I bet I know where this is going.
Yeah, hated that fucking character. Because he was like, he was a weapon and a Meister. It's been so long since I've watched
the
show.
And he just, like, walked around so weird.
He's very mopey.
And just constantly, like, talking, like, in a string of...
Not a good mopey.
But anyway, it was just a string of, like, sad mumbling, and it was really obnoxious. And then
Ragnarok? Was that the creature that hung out on his shoulder?
So,
it's been so long since I've watched Soul Eater.
Right?
Been a really long time. Yeah. And then I watched Brotherhood right afterward. I was like, no. Not that voice. I've gotten over it now, but
the only voice I never got used to in animation was, I still never got used to Linda Ballantyne as Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Because she had this thing, like, hey, Sailor Moon.
I know you liked the first one, but I was always a Terry Hawks girl.
Tracy Moore. But yeah, it was just that it's like they were trying to get a boy to do the voice for Sailor Moon, but I felt so bad for her because she got so much shit for it.
And honestly, those other two seasons, the writing was worse.
The writing was god awful. Yeah.
I don't think she did a bad job, but she did a little too much whooping with it.
I got used to it, but I never liked it. Yeah. It just wasn't. Like, Sailor Moon is a 14-year-old Japanese girl. She should not sound like a 22-year-old boy.
When they did those other two seasons, just in general, I got upset. I'm like, I miss Toby Practor's Tuxedo Mask. Like, he needed to come back.
Yes. Absolutely. Jesse, what do you got?
My next one, the manliest voice in anime, is Chris Sabat.
Yeah.
Armstrong.
Chris Sabat, Alex Luis Armstrong from Full Metal Alchemist. Also Piccolo in Dragon Ball Z. And Vegeta in Dragon Ball Z.
I think he's Elfman in
Fairy Tail. He is also Elfman in Fairy Tail.
Another man.
Yep. All Might in My Hero Academia and just so many. If you see like a big muscular character.
If he's got a deep manly voice, it's probably him.
Probably Chris Sabat.
Legitimately, I know all about All Might. Because Zach Kurgis was in here the other day and would not stop fucking talking about it. He was explaining to me everything about All Might, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I have no idea what you're fucking talking about. Oh, my God.
Kurgis is a little Midoriya. I fucking love that show, though. My Hero Academia is great.
It's on my to-watch list. Steven keeps getting on my case about watching it.
Kurgis loves it, too. So, I mean, pretty much everybody I've talked to likes it. So.
I haven't seen it.
Maybe you two could...
I'm still finishing Steins Gate Zero.
We did just finish Candle Cove last night.
I haven't watched any of Zero yet. I want to wait for it to finish before I start
watching.
Yeah, wait,
because I'm tired of waiting for episodes.
Yeah, I knew. Especially after watching Steins Gate, I'm like, I'm going to wait for this whole thing to come out so I can binge it.
Yeah, but no, just wait.
For you people out there wondering, Shannon, what's your final grade on Candle Cove? I'll give it an A-.
There's room
for improvement, but damn good horror series.
It kept your attention the whole
time.
So
much better than American Horror Story. Not that that's really
hard. I was about
to say,
that bar is real low.
Lindsay.
I'll go back with my original voice actor crush, Kirby Murrow.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah. Cyclops in X-Men Evolution. Uh-huh. Troa Barton in Gundam Wing. Yeah.
Miroku in Inuyasha.
Oh, boy, I had to hear
Lord Von Fennell
so
in Escaflowne.
So much.
I'm on board with that pick.
Also, have you ever seen him? He's really handsome.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
He was in, you know what movie he was in that I saw him in? That's why I knew what he looked like. Strangest thing. You remember that movie Bones by Snoop Doggy Dogg?
Yeah.
He was in that movie as like the two guys in the beginning that are trying to buy drugs. Mm-hmm. He's one of them.
Huh.
Random shit. Anyway, my next pick, H. John Benjamin.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's Archer, right?
Archer.
Bob's Burgers, which
Bob's
is why
Burgers.
I can't watch Coach fucking Bob's Burgers.
I was about to say, talk about another distinct voice.
Yeah. Coach McGurk.
Coach McGurk, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my first experience with H. John Benjamin. And yeah, no, that's a man that, he voices absolutely everything exactly
in his voice.
Yes,
yeah.
When I tried to watch.
Yes.
When I tried to watch Bob Burgers, I was like, Archer.
See, I was the opposite. I'm like, oh, it's McGurk.
Yeah, that's what happened to me when I watched Archer. Like, I watched Archer, and I was like,
just picture
this
McGurk.
Coach McGurk.
I need to draw that now.
Home movies.
Home movie. Yeah. That's what I thought.
He had a short-lived TV show called H. John Benjamin Has a Van.
Which that sounds just terrifying.
Also,
hilarious.
It's hilarious. Like, the funniest part to me, with that anyway, a lot of the characters in Archer are drawn after or similar to their voice actors.
Except H. John Benjamin.
Not even close. Not even. I remember looking him up, and I was like, I got an what? Yeah. Legit. It was just like mind blown.
He looks more like Bob from Bob. Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker voices Archer?
And apparently he's just a real asshole in real life, too.
I imagine he's kind of got that, like, I'm sure he's not really an asshole. He just has a really weird, dry sense of humor
that
throws people off.
I've seen interviews and stuff like that where, like, he's talked about it. He's like, no, I don't want you to fucking talk to me when I'm out in, like, public. Like, get the fuck away from me. I had one motherfucker. And, like, it just kept going. And I was like, damn, H. John Benjamin.
He also portrayed a live-action Master Shake in the
yes!
in Aqua Teen episode that was live-action.
It was awful.
Have you ever
seen
this?
No.
He's literally just dressed in white with a pink ball cap and yellow gloves.
I need to see it.
It's hilarious.
Fucking little, what's his name? The guy that sang I'm on a Boat with Lonely Island.
Are you talking about
the rapper?
Which one? Oh, T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Oh, okay.
T-Pain was Frylock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Meatwad was just an exercise ball.
It was so weird.
That's fantastic.
Oh, Mandy, what do you got? She's done. She's done.
T-Pain as Frylock was too much for her.
I need to see this. Anyways.
The episode was called The Last One Ever, because they were so positive that the show was going to get canceled after it that they just called it The Last One Ever. Yeah. Just for the record.
So my next one is Chuck Huber, which he is an FMA, but we're going to wait because he is not a good person in Full Metal Alchemist.
Is he the guy that kills his dog?
We're going to wait!
She doesn't like to talk about
he's
that.
He's mainly known for Hiei in Fullmetal Alchemist.
Nope.
And he's also Andrew 17. What?
Yu Yu Hakusho. Is...
Fuck, what did I say?
Full Metal Alchemist?
She's got Full Metal on the brain.
Because Shannon interrupted everything good in my life. He brought up bad things.
I liked the androids.
I'm sorry, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Scumbag. 18's still around.
I know.
Anyways, and then yes, he's the literal scumbag of Full Metal.
Oh, Tucker.
And he did not take it easy.
Did not take it easy and doesn't deserve to get it easy now. He's an asshole.
No, he didn't.
But Chuck Huber as Hiei, though, in Yu Yu Hakusho. Because he's cool.
Jesse.
All right, my next one is going to be Matt Mercer.
Yay!
God damn it.
Oh, my bad.
That's fine.
Matt Mercer is just one of the most versatile people that, like, in current voice acting.
True.
Like, he's McCree.
Uh-huh.
He also did...
He's also a Leonardo.
Yep. He did...
In which one?
The more recent one.
Yeah.
The Nickelodeon?
The one that Rob was Donatello.
He
didn't do it the entire time, but he was
it
for,
because
like,
originally
two seasons.
It was, as weird as it is, the original voice for Leonardo, I believe, was Jason Biggs.
Really?
Yeah.
He did one, and then Matt did it, and then Seth Green was it for
Yeah, Seth
a
Green
season.
Also. Yeah, Seth Green and Jason Biggs were both.
Yeah, Leo kept changing in that reiteration.
And those are some different voices. But yeah, so he did McCree, Crom. He was Rexxar in World of Warcraft.
He's Levi in Attack on Titan.
He's Levi in Attack on Titans. He was Sinbad in Magi.
Yes.
He also did.
He's done a lot of stuff recently.
Yep. And he was also in almost every episode of Trigun as various voices.
Yeah.
Really?
And yeah, same thing
just
with Cowboy Bebop.
And stuff. Yep.
That's kind of like early in his career. But yeah, no, he's just stupid talented.
And he's got a show on Nerdist also.
Yep. And he also has like his whole thing on Critical Role.
That's it. Critical Role.
Yeah, he's a D&D Dungeon Master. And he does one in particular that's great. I think it's just called Critical Role is
the
name of
the show on Nerdist.
And it's basically just because it used to be on Geek and Sundry, I think.
Yeah.
Is what. Anyway. He does a whole like show where it's basically him and four other voice
playing
actors
D&D.
Playing D&D
as their characters.
Yeah,
as
I mean, well, voicing their character. No, they're voicing their characters.
Oh,
like,
I was hoping
they
brought
made
characters
a,
from like.
I don't know.
That would
be
hilarious.
Really cool.
Yeah,
but no, they just give their characters voices,
right.
So it makes it really entertaining.
They actually role play in the role playing game. You know, you're talking about voices in the background. One of the things I love most about, especially like Gundam Wing. Was how you would always
hear the same ones,
the
doing
same
them,
characters,
yeah.
And the you would hear like Hero's voice
uh-huh,
as one of
the
random soldiers.
The very first episode, every single Gundam pilot is random Oz or Alliance officers going, "It's Gundam." So there's four, no five.
All right, so we got about 5-6 minutes left, so let's speed it the hell up a little bit, Lindsay.
Shit.
I'm gonna mix it up and actually throw a Seiyu in there, Mamoru Miyano.
Of course.
He amazingly voices so many of the same characters that I like the English versions of that I was a little mind blown to find out that he does all the Japanese voices.
Hmm. Dang.
Like he's Tamaki in Host Club. He's Death the Kid in Soul Eater. Yay. He's Rin in Free. In Utena Print-sama, he's Tokia, one of my favorite characters in it. In the Sailor Moon Crystal, he's Prince Diamond. There's Light Megami. He did that. Like, he just has a massive span of characters. Rintaro in Steins Gate. He does the original voice in it. So, yeah, it's cool.
I pick next Peter Cullen.
I know that name. Why is it not clicking?
Optimus Prime.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
I feel like a loser here.
No.
No. What would I pick?
Honestly. No, I know the name, but like I said, it just didn't click.
Yeah, the name sounded really familiar, too. And I actually just watched that most recent Transformers movie.
I still have not seen it.
It's not good.
I've heard.
Mm-mm. It didn't even sound like Peter Cullen. Like it.
Well, you know, he's been being replaced in a lot of roles. Like he did the voice for Eeyore, mm-hmm. but he was not in the new Pooh movie.
Yeah. Oh.
Which was weird. They got Brad Garrett to it. Brad Garrett's also a great voice actor. But like Peter Cullen.
Because I actually meant to look and see if like they replaced him for the most recent Transformers movie because it didn't sound like him. Like it sounded really off.
It was really weird. They replaced. What was the guy that did Metatron's voice? He's another really famous one, and I can't remember his name. I'm looking it up, but they replaced him in the Transformers movies with the actor from. Oh God, I can't remember his name either. He was in The Matrix, and he was in Lord of the Rings, and he was in V for Vendetta.
He was Agent Keanu Smith. Reeves.
Oh,
I can't remember his name.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
I keep thinking Hugo Weaving. Hugo Weaving, yeah.
Yeah, they got Hugo Weaving to play Metatron in the movies, even though he did, I think he voiced Starscream, which is cool, but still.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, you don't replace guys like that. But yeah, Peter Cullen. I haven't known him in a lot other than Transformers. He's been in various things, and you can always tell his voice because it's Peter Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
But just for Optimus Prime alone, the dude should go down in history as one of the greatest voice actors.
Oh, yeah, that voice is just,
and it does.
Truth. It's buttery.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. It's wonderful.
Mandy.
Troy Baker, who's in Full Metal Alchemist, but in Brotherhood he plays Greed, and then the 03 one he actually plays Archer, which is kind of weird but cool. And then he's also in the Tales of Vesperia stuff that I like, and he's Excalibur in.
He does a lot of video game stuff too. Yeah, right.
As weird as it is, he does he's one of the voices you can pick in Saints Row series.
Yeah.
As the voice for your character.
I've definitely seen him. The other one's Nolan North. A few times in panels, and he's hilarious.
Nolan North
each
is like
time.
The king of video game voices.
Well, the funny thing about Nolan North, so when you're picking your character voice in Saints Row, it says like voice one, voice two, voice three, Nolan North. It's actually labeled Nolan North.
I'd believe it.
Which is very funny to me. Jesse.
My next one, I guess. Are we doing another round after this?
We'll do one more round after this.
All right, cool. Well, I'll go ahead and hit John DiMaggio.
Okay.
Because I love John DiMaggio.
Bender.
Bender on Futurama. He also did a bunch of voices in Disenchantment. He did several voices in The Simpsons, or has done several
Adventure
voices
Time.
In The Simpsons. He's Jake from Adventure Time. He is also in Futurama. He was Elzar and Barbados Slim, as well as
I'll be
numerous.
Going back with the new with gold around my neck.
Yeah, his. Somehow, like, John DiMaggio really nailed that, like, deep, dark Caribbean man's, like, voice. But then, yeah, he's also did the Joker in Under the Red Hood, which is my favorite non-Hamill Joker voice. And, yeah, he did, Mandy, you'll like this one. He was the Scotsman in
Samurai Jack. Yes! That's all you had to say.
But, yeah, no, he's done voices all over the place.
Also, real quick, it's Frank Welker.
Oh,
I actually was
Frank
just about
Welker.
To talk about that. And Peter Cullen was Optimus in the most recent movie.
I also,
and so was Frank Welker.
I think that I've
Megatron,
been,
anyway.
I think I was saying Metatron, and
you
I
were.
Meant to say
Megatron. It's okay.
Fucking how I got Metatron in my head. I started thinking about Dogma.
No, Frank Welker is amazing. He has been Freddy on Scooby-Doo since 1969.
Holy shit.
And he still sounds the same in the
Wait,
character.
What
like,
year?
He does 1969. Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Jesse, she doesn't even know. That's a goddamn sex voice actor.
Wait a minute.
He's been Fred the whole time, and that's just awesome.
Lindsay, last round.
Okay. I'm going to butcher his last name, and I feel terrible about it. Carlos Azaraki, I think is how it is. He's Rocco. Rocker's Modern Life.
Got to see him last year at
and,
ICC.
And Mr. Crocker from Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, yeah.
That was Fairly fantastic. Odd Parents.
And I just learned this one today when I was looking through his stuff in Inside Out. He's the helicopter pilot. in the fantasy.
That's awesome.
Yes.
What's that last name again?
Nash, I'm not
here. You say it.
You're wasting time, Shannon.
Elzerdu.
I think you said it right.
Yeah, it's
just a bunch of squiggles.
There's an episode with him on Talkin' Tunes. They say it correctly on there.
There's an episode of him where he's a sex phone operator.
Because he's Rocco. They talk about that episode.
This is very true.
They remind me after the show, like one of the panels they did at ICC was pretty fantastic with him in it.
Yeah.
My last pick, Lindsay gave it to me because I really wanted it. Jim Cummings.
Yay!
Jim Cummings, if not just for Darkwing Duck, then for...
He's Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
So many things.
Have you seen Christopher Robin yet?
No.
Hearing him just talk as Winnie the Pooh...
I wanted to cry.
I teary-eyed the entire movie. Yeah, but not only that, but he was also fucking Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been in many things. Yeah. He's who?
Pete from Goof Troop.
Yes. Yes.
You're basically a whole bunch of those old Disney cartoons.
He's
a
legendary.
Ton, yeah.
Absolutely legendary. And when I was trying to... He was actually the first one I thought of. So I was like, who's the best voice actor I can think of? And I knew
Jim
Lindsay
Cummings
would have his
is
own.
Definitely another voice from our childhood.
Yes. He is the voice of my... He's the voice that made me. Mandy.
I have just two. Can I just do...
Just five? Do two.
So Laura Bailey, even though I almost refused not to put her on there because she married Travis Willingham. It's fine. I'll put her on there because she's Lucina. And Fire Emblem, and I love Lucina, and she's also Lust in Full Metal Alchemist. Surprise! She actually did Supergirl in Injustice 2.
Oh, she did a good job. Yeah, she was a great Supergirl.
And then Mike McFarlane from Full Metal Alchemist. He's Havoc.
Literally every one of her voice actors.
I mean, we know she loves FMA.
So good. It's true. Some from her in Fairy Tale, and he's actually Jean in Attack on Titan, too.
I mean, they were in other things. Funny. They were just also in FMA.
I can't help it. It's my life.
Jesse, what do you got left?
And my last one's going to be Tara Strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Formerly Tara Sharendorf.
Something like that? I don't remember. Yeah, she has a...
She's Twilight Sparkle.
She is that. she's also like the voice of half of the characters you knew from early 90s Nickelodeon.
Yep.
Well, early 2000s Nickelodeon and late 90s Nickelodeon.
Yep.
She was Harley Quinn in the Arkham series. She's probably the best approximation of Arlene Sorkin. The original Harley Quinn in the animated series.
She's Raven.
Yep, she was Raven in Teen Titans. She's Bubbles in the Powerpuff Girls.
I am super surprised that no one mentioned the other female voice from like all the Nickelodeon shows, E.G. Daily.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Like, Tommy Pickles. Great Delisle.
Yeah, Tommy Pickles, yeah. Mm-hmm. So whenever I thought about like Tara Strong, I always thought of them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Tara also voiced Dill Pickles, Tommy's little brother.
Yep.
And Timmy Turner.
Yes, that's the one I remember her as, is Timmy.
Yep, Azula from Avatar The Last Airbender. That was Tara Strong. Yeah, she voiced like half of the female and a significant portion of the male voices of cartoons in the early 2000s and late 90s.
I still don't like her as Harley Quinn, though. Like, she does a great job, but I just, it's Arlene
Sorkin.
The closest
Sorkin. Yeah, it's the closest approximation of Arlene Sorkin there is.
It bothers me.
Have I told you or have you seen the video of Arlene Sorkin on, she did a game show. That was the first time she unveiled the Harley voice before the animated series. To show you the video later. It was really interesting.
All right,
she did it with like Dave Coulier.
Oh, Dave Coulier. My favorite Dave Coulier joke is from the roast of, I think it was the roast of Bob Saget. And all the people from the show are out in the crowd. And I forget who the roast master was that was talking. But he's like talking to all the people that was on Full House. And he said, and Dave Coulier, do you think we forgot about you? Because we did. And that's going to end the show for tonight. We'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up. You guys take care of yourself. Have a great weekend. And go watch some of these fantastic shows and listen to these amazing voice actors. And go back and listen to our shows because you love our voices too.
And take it easy, scumbags.
Take it easy, scumbag. Later.
You knew it had to end.